In Jeremiah 6:16, it says this.
在耶利米书第六章六十六节咁讲。
This is what the Lord says.
耶和华如此说。
Stand at the crossroads and look and ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls.
你们当站在路上察看，访问古道，那是善道，便行在其间，这样你们心里必得安息。
You see, I had to deal with issues from my past that were not dealt with before.
你知吗？我要处理我心里边一啲咧，我过去冇处理过嘅问题。
I had to forgive people who wounded me deeply.
我需要原谅嗰啲咧，曾经系深深伤害过我嘅人。
Who've challenged and criticized my leadership openly?
佢哋曾经咧公开咁样挑战我同埋批评我嘅领导。
How do you forgive people like that?
我哋可以点样饶恕呢啲咁嘅人咧？
You know, those who've crossed the line and who've sinned against you, who've sinned against me, I've had to wrestle with this for a while now.
嗰啲咧系肯定，嗰啲人咧系越咗界嘅。佢哋咧去得罪我哋，得罪你哋。咁咧，我有一段时间咧都同呢啲事喺度搏斗紧。
I don't know about you, but the greatest pain that I've ever felt from people is not from those outside the church, it's from those within the church.
我唔知你嘅情况系点，不过对我嚟讲咧，我感受到最艰难嘅痛苦咧，唔系来自教会以外嘅人，而系教会以内嘅人。
It's brought so much anguish to me, and yet.I know that this is something that God is working in me. He's working on me in my life for these things.
祂呢为我带来很大的痛苦，但是呢我同时知道上帝在我生命里面呢努力在做一些事。
Because I also care for those in the church the most besides my family.
因为我是最关心教会里面的人的，除了我的家人之外。
You see, there are a few things that have caused more destruction and more damage in the Christian life.Than unforgiveness.
在基督徒生命里面呢，很少东西比起不饶恕人呢，会造成更大的伤害的。
And so let me ask you a question.
等我问你一个问题。
How many of you have been hurt by someone before?
有几多人曾经被人受伤害过的？
Show of hands, how many of you have been hurt by someone before?
有几多人曾经被人伤害过？
Because we've all been hurt by someone before.
因为我们全部人都曾经被人伤害过。
Christ's command.Is that we forgive and that we, Christ's command is that we forgive others.
主耶稣基督咧命令我哋去饶恕别人。
And we better know how to do this.
最好咧，我哋就要知道点做啦。
Because we're going to be facing this for the rest of our lives until the day we die.
因为我哋余生里边，直到我哋离开世界咧，我哋都要咁样做嘅。
When the Apostle Peter asked if he should forgive someone up to 7 times, Jesus said,Not 7 times, but 70 times 7.
当使徒彼得去问到耶稣，我系咪应该饶恕人七次啊？主耶稣基督答佢咧就系唔系七次，系70个7次。
And why wouldn't we?
咁点解我哋唔敢做咧
？Isn't it true that we have also hurt other people?
会唔会系因为我哋自己都伤害咗人哋
？Of course we have.
当然我哋有啦。
And yet we either don't know how to forgive or we won't forgive others.
咁所以咧，一系我哋咧就唔知点样饶恕人，一系咧我哋就根本唔想去饶恕人。
Jesus has something to say about this.
主耶稣对呢啲事情有咁样嘅讲法。
So let's look at this topic this morning.
我哋一齐睇今日嘅呢个题目。
So first, forgiveness is a command that we are to obey.
宽恕咧系一个要遵守嘅命令嚟嘅。
In Luke 17, Jesus said to his disciples, "So watch yourselves. If your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them."And if they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you 7 times in a day and 7 times come back to you saying, I repent, you must forgive them.
路加福音17:3-4这样讲，他说，你们要谨慎，若是你的弟兄得罪你，就劝戒他，他若懊悔就饶恕他，倘若他一天得罪7次得罪你，又7次回转说，我懊悔了，你总要饶恕他。
Notice the disciples' reaction.To Jesus' teaching in verse 5.
你注意下门徒在第五节的反应。
The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith.
那些门徒对主说，求你加增我们的信心啦。
What's going on here?
发生什么事啊？
The disciples were upset at what Jesus had asked them to do, his requirement for forgiveness.
因为呢门徒对主耶稣要求他们饶恕人的这个要求感到有点不高兴。
And so they, and they said, well then, you better increase our faith.
咁所以咧，佢其实一个反击嚟，佢话咁好啦，要饶恕人啦，咁你加增我哋嘅信心。
Because this type of forgiveness is just way too hard for us.
因为呢一种嘅饶恕咧，实在对我哋嚟讲太困难啦。
Is forgiveness hard?
饶恕人系咪好难呢
？Is forgiveness hard?
饶恕人系咪好难啊
？Of course it is.
当然系啦。
The disciples were right in saying that forgiveness is difficult, but they were wrong in their response.
門徒咧覺得饒恕人好難咧，其實係啱嘅。不過咧，佢哋嘅反應咧係錯嘅。
And so Jesus addressed their concern in three ways.
所以耶穌用三種嘅方式嚟針對佢哋嘅關注。
First, Jesus said that they already had enough faith.
首先，主耶穌話佢哋已經有足夠嘅信心啦。
In verse 6, it says this.He replied, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you.
在跟着第六节那里说，你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种，就是对这棵桑树说，你要拔起根来栽在海里，他也必听从你们。
You see, Jesus is saying that what they think they need more of, faith, they already have more than enough faith.
主耶稣话：佢哋认为佢哋需要更多信心咩？其实佢哋已经绰绰有余啦。
In fact, it would only take a fraction of faith that they already have to uproot a mulberry tree and to plant it into the sea.
事实上，佢哋只要佢有佢哋已经有嘅信心，用呢小部分咧，就可以将桑树连根拔起，然之后咧将佢种喺海嗰度。
In the second part of Jesus' response, he shows them what they really need.
耶稣第二个回应咧，就系咧，佢向佢哋展示佢哋真正需要啲乜嘢。
And so, using a parable, Jesus showed them that they should respond to the Lord in this way.
用一个嘅比喻咧，耶稣咧就同佢哋讲啦，你哋应该咁样嚟回应主人先啱嘅。
Verse 7-10 says, "Suppose one of you has a servant plowing or looking after the sheep. Will he say to the servant when he comes in from the field, 'Come along now and sit down to eat'? Won't he rather say, 'Prepare my supper'?" Get yourself ready and wait on me while I eat and drink. After that, you may eat and drink. Will he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do? So you also, when you've done everything you were told to do, should say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty.
第七至十节嗰度咁样讲，佢话你们谁有仆人耕地或是放羊，从田里回来，就对他说，你快来坐下吃饭呢？岂不对他说，你给我预备晚饭？束上带子侍候我，等我吃喝完了，你才可以吃喝吗？仆人照所吩咐的去做，主人还谢谢他吗？这样你们做完了一切所吩咐的，只当说：我们是无用的仆人，所做的本是我们应份做的。
Notice that the point of this parable is that the servants did what they were told to do.
请注意比喻嗰个意思就系仆人应该按照佢嘅要求嚟到行事。
Jesus then applied this parable to the disciples, saying this, so you also, when you have done everything you were told to do.
然后耶稣呢将这个比喻应用在他的门徒身上，就说了，这样你们做完了一切所吩咐的。
And what were they told to do?
那他们被告知要做什么呢?
Forgive.
饶恕啊。
In essence, Jesus was saying that when I, your Lord and the God of this universe, tell you to do something, in this case, forgive, the proper response is to say, yes, Lord.
在本质上，耶稣说，当我这个创造宇宙的主上帝告诉你知道做一些事的时候，在这种情况底下就是饶恕，那你的正确反应应该是跟主说，是的，主啊。
And then third, Jesus uses a real life example to really drive home this point.
然后第三点呢，主耶稣用了一个实际现实的例子来讲明这一点。
Verses 11-14 says this, Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. When he saw them, he said,Go show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed.
耶稣往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚和加利利，进入一个村子，有十个长大麻风的迎面而来，远远地站着，高声说：耶稣夫子，可怜我们吧！ 耶稣看见就对他们说，你们去把身体给祭司察看，他们去的时候就洁净了。
Jesus told them to show themselves to the priest without healing them.
主耶稣在没有医治他们的情况下，叫他们将身体给祭司看下。
This makes no sense.
这个不合理的。
Because the point of going to the priest was so that the priest could test whether the lepers were healed and be allowed back into the community.
因为给祭司看下那个的意义就是祭司要测试下这个麻风病人究竟是不是已经完全痊愈了，然后可以允许他接受他进去社区里面。
The disciples would have expected that Jesus would heal the lepers first and then send them to the priest for their verification.
门徒原本以为耶稣会先医治好麻风病人，然后先叫他们去祭司那里核实一下。
This was all backwards.
这些调回转了，现在。
And so we might expect that the lepers object by saying, heal us first, and then we'll go. Or there's no point in showing ourselves to the priest until we're healed.
所以可能我们就会想了，麻风病人可能反对这样来到回答，他说你先医治我们，然后我们就会去了。或者可能他们会回应说，在我们医治好之前，没什么理由我们要去祭司那里的。
Instead, the text just says this, as they went, they were cleansed.
相反经文说，他们去的时候就洁净了。
That's it. They didn't complain. They didn't suggest an alternative. They didn't ask for more faith.
就是这样，他们没有埋怨，没有提用其他的方法，又或者甚至要求有更多的信心。
They simply went and they were healed.
他们就是去，然后就得医治了。
And so this is in great contrast to how the disciples had responded earlier.
相比门徒头先的回应，有一个很鲜明的对比在这里。
You see, the point of the story is this, is that the disciples did not need more faith.They just needed to obey what had already been told by them by Jesus to forgive.
你知吗？这个故事的重点不是门徒需要更多的信心，而是他们需要服从耶稣已经话了给他们知道做的事，就是要饶恕。
To forgive a person if they sinned against you and repented, even if that happens to be 7 times within a day.
就是如果有人要得罪你，大向你认罪，你要饶恕他，就算你一日之内发生7次都是。
I don't know about you, but for me, if I was to forgive someone, I could do it once, I could do it twice, I could do it 3 times.
我不知道你，不过对我来说，如果要饶恕一个人，可能我做到1次，或者2次，甚至3次。
But to forgive them 4, 5, 6, 7 times within a day, I'm not sure I could do that.
但如果一日之内我要饶恕人4次、5次、6次、7次，我想我唔好肯定可以做得到啊。
Can you？
你得唔得
？But it's not up to us.
但系唔系因为我哋。
It's not up to us to judge how sincere a person's apology is.
唔系我哋去判断一个人嗰个嘅求饶恕有几咁嘢认真。
We leave that to God, who alone knows our heart.
我们要将这些事交给神，唯有祂知道我们的心。
Our responsibility, Jesus says, when a person comes to us, repents, is that we must forgive them.
我们的责任就是耶稣说，如果有人真心来到我们面前认罪的时候，我们需要饶恕他们。
After all, isn't that how we're like sometimes?
其实毕竟我们不是自己都是这样吗？
We repent and we ask God to forgive us, and then we go ahead and do the same things all over again?
我们求神饶恕，我们认罪，但是转头我们又重犯同样的事。
Who has God asked you to forgive, but you just haven't done it yet because you just feel it's too hard?
有哪些人是上帝要求我们去饶恕他，但是我们因为觉得太难而做不到的
呢？ If the Lord brings someone to mind, even now, why don't you just take a moment to write down the person's name?In the space that's provided.
如果神在你心里面有一个名字讲出来给你听，不妨我们在你的笔记上面空位那里写下来。
Forgiveness is a command that we are to obey.
饶恕是一个我们需要顺服的命令。
But forgiveness does not mean the following things.
但是饶恕呢，不是等于以下的意思。
Forgiveness does not mean accepting what the other person did to you was okay.
饶恕咧，唔系接受咧对方对你做嘅事咧系可以嘅。
Forgiveness does not mean pretending that an offense has not taken place.
饶恕唔系假装人哋咧冇侵犯过你。
Forgiveness does not mean making excuses for another person's bad behavior.
饶恕咧唔系为别人不良嘅行为嚟到揾藉口。
It does not mean restoring a relationship when it's not safe to do so.
饶恕不是在不安全的情况底下先恢复了关系。
Forgiveness does not mean saying you forgive someone before they're ready to hear it or before you're ready to say it.
饶恕不是在别人准备好听之前或者在你准备好讲之前讲话饶恕他的。
It does not mean canceling the negative consequences that occurred.
也不是当已经发生了的一些负面结果没有发生过。
Forgiveness does not mean trusting someone when reliable behavior on their part is absent, because trust and forgiveness are separate issues.
饶恕咧，唔系当人哋咧缺乏咗有一啲可靠嘅行为，而我哋可以相信佢嘅时候嚟到咁饶恕嘅，因为信任同埋饶恕咧系两个唔同嘅问题。
Let me just clarify this last point for us.
等我嚟讲清楚啲最后嗰一点。
Now imagine if I was to go away on a trip with one of you.Or with a few of you.
想象一下咧，如果我依家去旅行咧，同你哋其中一个啦，或者几个一起去旅行啦。
We go to a church conference. We go to a retreat.
去教会嘅一啲会议或者去啲退休会嗰度。
And we're sharing a room together.
然后咧
，a bunch of guys or even a few couples together.
然后咧，我哋住喺同一间房嗰度，可能咧一扎嘅男士啦，又或者系几对嘅夫妇一齐啦。
And after the trip, I talked about all your habits to the congregation.
然之后旅行结束嘅时候咧，我同所有嘅会众咧讲你生活嘅起居习惯。
Your sleeping habits。
你瞓觉嘅习惯啦。
How you snore at night。
你夜晚点样打鼻鼾噶啦
？Your bathroom habits。
你嘅去洗手间嘅情况系点噶啦
？The noise that you make when you're brushing your teeth。
你刷牙嘅时候发出嘅噪音啦。
And I'm sharing it in a sermon on Sunday, and it embarrasses you.
然之后我喺周日讲道嘅时候讲呢啲嘢出嚟，令到你觉得好尴尬。
Because I've never got your permission.
因为从来冇得到你嘅允许。
Okay, just to clarify something, okay?
等我讲清楚啲。
All the pictures I showed at the very beginning of the message, right? The pictures I showed, I had permission from everyone.
我想解释一下先。头先我俾你睇嘅图片咧，我得到佢哋嘅同意先攞出嚟睇嘅。
But nonetheless, back to what I'm trying to say. Do you forgive me?If I came to you afterward and said I'm sorry.
但咧，冇一个人咧之后嚟到呢度同我哋讲咧，对唔住，然之后咧系咪要我饶恕
？Do you?
你会吗
？Help me out here. Do you?
你会唔会啊
？Yes, right.
系啊嘛。
Now suppose you forgive me because we're all a very loving and a wonderful church.
嗱，假设咧，依家你饶恕咗我啦，吓，因为我哋喺一个好可爱嘅教会里边。
And another trip was coming up, and I asked you to room with me again.
然之后另一个旅行即将嚟到啦，我又再次邀请你同我住一个同一个房间。
And although you really don't want to do so, you reluctantly agree, and you say yes.
虽然咧你真系好唔想，但系咧好唔情愿咁咧，你都同意咗。
And we room together again.
我哋又再次喺同一个房间嗰度啦。
But this time,
但系今次咧
，instead of waiting until the trip was over.
喺冇等个旅程完结嘅时候
，I started to post things on Facebook about your personal habits。
我开始咧喺面书上边咧去放一啲咧关于你个人生活习惯嘅事。
I record your snoring。
我录低咗你嘅鼻鼾声
，both video and audio。
录影同埋录音
，and it's all over the internet and social media。
放喺互联网上边同埋社交网站上边。
And you're even more embarrassed than the first time。
你今次比上次更加尴尬。
Now, as I come to you in sincerity,
如果咧我好真诚嘅嚟到揾你
，and say to you how sorry I am for doing that，
然后咧话俾你知咧，我系几咁觉得好对唔住嘅，我咁样做。
Would you need to forgive me？
你需唔需要饶恕我啊
？Forgiveness and trust are separate issues。
饶恕同信任咧系两样唔同嘅嘢嚟嘅。
We're not talking about trust here, but we're talking about forgiveness。
我哋喺度唔系讲信任，我哋今日系讲饶恕。
See, while trust must be earned, forgiveness must be freely given.
虽然信任咧系一定要努力赚翻嚟嘅，但系饶恕咧系必须要免费送出去嘅。
You see, holding on to our offense and our hurts is at the root of most of our bondages and our struggles in life.
你知唔知抓住我哋心底曾经被侵犯或者受过伤害咧，对好多人嚟讲咧系枷锁同埋挣扎嘅根源嚟嘅。
So therefore, forgiveness is necessary for inner healing to occur in our lives.
因此咧，饶恕咧系对我哋内在生命嗰个嘅痊愈咧系非常之重要嘅条件嚟嘅。
Which brings us to the next point.
跟住带落下一点。
Forgiveness comes with benefits.
饶恕其实带嚟好多好处噶。
For one, we will experience healing.
我哋会经历到医治啦。
When we forgive, we'll begin to experience inner healing, and sometimes we may even experience physical healing.
当我哋饶恕人嘅时候咧，我哋会经历到咧里边内心得到医治，甚至有时候咧会得到身体嘅医治。
Why is that?
点解啊
？Because unforgiveness and bitterness affects our physical and our mental health.
因为咧唔饶恕人同埋存在有苦涩喺度咧，系会影响我哋身心灵嘅健康嘅。
Studies have shown that our thoughts, when they're consumed with bitterness, it releases a deadly toxin in our bodies, which affects us negatively.
研究表示咗咧，当我哋嘅思想被苦涩喺度消耗紧嘅时候咧，佢会释放一啲体内一啲致命嘅毒素嚟嘅，对我哋有负面影响。
Psalm 31:10 says this.
诗篇三十一篇第十节咁讲
，The writer of Psalm 31, a psalmist says, "My life is consumed by anguish, and my years by groaning. My strength fails because of my affliction, and my bones grow weak."
我的生命为受苦所消耗，我的年岁为叹息所旷废。我的力量因我的罪孽衰败，我的骨头也枯干。
But James chapter 5 verse 16 promises this.
但雅各书五章十六节嗰度咧，应许我哋咩咧
？Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other, so that you may be healed.
所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。
Forgiveness can bring forth healing in our lives, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually.
饶恕喺我哋生活里边可以带嚟肉体啦、情感啦。精神啦，同埋灵性上嘅医治。
That's one benefit.
仲有一个好处。
It will prevent the devil from gaining a foothold in our lives.
佢会阻止咧魔鬼喺我哋生命里边有立足之地。
Ephesians chapter 4, Paul writes this. He says, "Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold."
以弗所书四章二十六至到二十七节咁样讲，佢话生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步。
All sin gives the devil a foothold into our lives if they're not dealt with。
如果我哋冇处理我哋嘅罪咧，所有嘅罪咧都可以俾魔鬼咧喺我哋生命里面有立足之地嘅。
You know, summer I think is finally here。
夏天终于都嚟啦。
And we're beginning to open up all the windows in our house so that we can let the fresh air in and it can cool down our place at night.
咁我哋咧喺屋企里边会开啲窗啦，等嗰啲出边嘅风咧可以吹入嚟咧，令到我哋入边感到凉快一啲。
Now imagine if the screen in the kitchen window has a hole in it and mosquitoes are getting in through the hole in the screen.
但系而家你想象下咧，喺你嘅厨房嗰个蚊网嗰度咧，有个窿喺度，然之后啲蚊咧透过嗰个窿飞入嚟。
And once they get in, they basically have access to every room in the house as they can fly around unhindered.
一旦佢哋入咗嚟咧，基本上咧，佢哋可以无障碍嘅周围飞入去每一个房嗰度都得噶啦。
And there's not much we can do about it unless we keep killing every pesky mosquito that gets in.
然之后咧，你基本上冇咩去做噶，做得到噶啦，除非咧你咧逐只好讨厌嘅蚊咁样杀死晒佢。
Or you can patch up the hole in the window screen.
或者你可以去个蚊网嗰度补翻嗰个窿。
And so, in a similar way, sin and unrighteousness allow an opening into our lives through which the devil may come in.
好似类似嘅方式，罪恶咧同埋唔饶恕人咧，令我哋生命里边咧开咗一个窿喺度，可以容让魔鬼咧入嚟我哋生命里边。
And once he has an opening and comes in, He has access to every room in our lives.
一旦佢入咗嚟之后咧，佢就可以喺我哋生命里边每一个房间咧都入得到去噶啦。
And he can do untold damage to us personally, as well as to our families.
而且咧，仲可以对我哋个人同家庭咧造成无法估计嘅伤害。
It can also cause us not to hear God's voice because our sin, the Bible says, separate us from God.
甚至咧，佢令我哋听唔到神讲嘢，因为咧，圣经话咧，罪咧将我哋同神分开咗。
Isaiah 59 verse 2 says this: But your iniquities have separated you from your God; your sins have hidden His face from you, so that He will not hear you.
以赛书五十九章第二节嗰度话：但你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝，你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。
Therefore, we need to close up that hole.The spiritual hole that the enemy uses to gain access into our lives through confession and through forgiveness.
因此咧，我哋要通过认罪同埋悔改嚟封咗呢个窿佢。
Forgiveness comes with benefits.
仲有饶恕咧，系仲有好处嘅喎。
We'll experience healing.
我哋会经历医治啦。
It'll prevent the devil from gaining a foothold.
可以阻止咧魔鬼喺我哋生命有立足之地啦。
In addition, God will forgive us.
而且仲有咧，上帝系会原谅我哋嘅。
Jesus said in Matthew 6, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins."
好似马太福音第六章咁样讲，佢话耶稣说：你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯；你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
This is a very sobering thought.
呢个系一个好严肃嘅思想。
That if we don't forgive others, God will not forgive us.
因为如果我哋唔饶恕人嘅时候咧，上帝就唔饶恕我哋啦。
Yes, it's that simple. And we remain stuck where we are.
就是这么简单，但是我们却是经常被这里卡住了。
But the reverse is also true.
调回转一样是真的。
When we do forgive other people, God will forgive our sins.
当我们饶恕别人的时候，神就会饶恕我们的罪了。
Forgiveness is a command that we are to obey.
饶恕是我们需要信服的一个命令来的。
Forgiveness doesn't mean what the other person did was okay.
饶恕咧，并唔系等于咧其他人所做嘅行为咧系可以嘅。
Forgiveness comes with benefits.
饶恕咧系有啲好处嘅。
And then lastly, forgiveness is an action word.
最后咧，饶恕咧系一个有所行动嘅一个字嚟嘅。
When we don't forgive, we choose to hold on to our pain.
当我哋唔饶恕人嘅时候咧，其实我哋就系选择找住咗一啲嘅痛苦。
This creates a prison of pain in our lives that will continue to grow and fester.
咁就喺我哋生命里边咧，制造咗一个痛苦嘅监狱，然之后喺里边咧继续嘅生长同埋恶化。
It's like a seed that's planted that turns into a large tree until we choose to deal with the root of the issue, that is to forgive.
就好似一棵树咧，种喺度由种子变成长成一棵树，直至到咧我哋咧去处理佢嘅根同埋饶恕人之后。
Jesus says this in Luke chapter 6, But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you.
好似路加福音第六章嗰度咁讲，佢话只是我告诉你们，这听到的人，你们的仇敌要爱他，恨你们的要待他们好，咒诅你们的要为他祝福，凌辱你们的要为他祈祷。
How are we to love our enemies？
我哋可以点样先至能够爱我哋嘅敌人呢
？The three key things that we must do。
有三样好重要嘅，我哋一定要做噶。
First，
第一
，do good to them，
待他好。
Second。
第二
，bless them，
为他祝福。
And thirdly, pray for them。
第三，为他祷告。
You may ask, how am I supposed to do good to them？
你可能问我哋点，我点样可以待佢哋好咧
？They've hurt me so much。
佢伤得我好深啊。
Ask the Lord to show you。
求主话俾你听啊。
You say, how can I bless them？ It's so hard to bless them。
我觉得好困难啊！点可以祝福到佢啊
Hear what God has to say to you.
听下神点对你讲啊。
You say, how can I pray for them?
你可能问我点可以为佢哋祈祷啊
？Pray for what?
为乜嘢祈祷咧
？You pray exactly what you would pray for yourself.
就系用为你自己祈祷嘅嗰啲事项嚟为佢祈祷啦。
You pray for them daily.
每日为佢哋祈祷。
You pray for them until the Lord releases you from praying for them.
祈祷一直至到咧，上帝咧喺你嘅祈祷里边咧，为佢哋祈祷里边咧释放你出嚟为止。
And when he releases you, you will truly have forgiven the offender and experience complete healing in your lives.
当佢释放你嘅时候，你就会经历到真正嘅饶恕嗰个得罪你嘅人，同埋咧经历到医治。
And here I just want to say, don't wait for the feelings of forgiveness to come.
我想讲嘅就系咧，我哋唔好等待咧，我哋觉得想饶恕人嗰个感觉嚟到啊，先至饶恕人。
God will give these to you in time.
神在适当的时候会给你。
He's called us and you to do the right thing.
他呼召我们来做正确的事。
And then feelings often come later.
然后感觉通常都是随后才来的。
And so remember that forgiveness is a process. It is not an event.
所以请记住饶恕一个过程不是一下子就会发生的事。
Like the 10 lepers that we looked at in the story,
就好似咧头先个故事里边十个大麻风嘅病人咁样。
It was as they obeyed and as they went that they were cleansed and they were healed.
佢哋服从耶稣就去俾祭司睇，因为咁样去咧，佢哋就被洁净同埋医治啦。
And so let's begin to start that process of forgiveness towards others in our lives.
所以咧，让我哋咧开始喺我哋生命里边咧有饶恕人嘅呢个过程。
Ask God to forgive you for not forgiving others.As God has forgiven you.
我们请求上帝饶恕你，当他原谅你的时候，而不是你不饶恕人的时候。
As well, stop rehearsing the wrong and punishing the offender.
同样不要在我们心里面再想以前发生的什么事，还有我们怎么去报复。
That is, stop talking about it.
不要谈论这些事。
Stop repeating it, because repeating it keeps the offense alive.
不要重复讲论，因为重复讲论只会将这些过分继续让它存活在你心里面。
If you stop talking about it, it loses its strength, its grip on you.
如果你停止谈论它，它在你心里面就会失去了力量了。
And stop punishing the offender.
同埋停止惩罚得罪你的人。
And as we end off this morning, I would just like to ask you to spend some time, not now, because we don't have time, becauseof other things that need to take place in service. But what you have in your notes, the listening in prayer, the hearing God exercise. I know some of you have gone through the hearing God seminar already, so I'd love for you to take this home with you. Take this home with you and listen to God as he addresses this topic of forgiveness in your life.
在我们结束的时候，我想你望一望我们的笔记里面有一个聆听神的笔记在这里，因为现在没有时间，想你们带回家试着做一做这个聆听神的练习。
I'll just quickly go through some of these points with you. So listen for what God wants to say to you about that person who sinned against you.
我提一提几点，我们听下神要对你讲关于得罪你的人讲的说话。
Ask God if there's anything thatYou contributed, I contributed to the situation.
问下神呢，你系咪做咗啲乜嘢，以致会带嚟而家呢种嘅情况呢？
Listen to what God may want to say to you personally.
听下神想对你个人讲嘅说话。
Listen for how God will turn what was intended for evil into something good.
聆听神点样将邪恶嘅意图化为善意。
And then these last three, the most important, these are what we're talking about when we're talking about forgiveness is the action word. Ask the Lord how you can love your enemies by doing good to them.
最后呢，很重要的字就是我们问主呢，我们怎可以善待他们呢？
Ask the Lord how you can bless them.
问主呢，你怎可以祝福他们呢？
Ask the Lord how you can pray for them.
还有问主呢，你怎样可以为他们祈祷？
And like the story that we read earlier in Luke,
我喜欢刚才路加福音讲过的故事。
It's all about obedience.
完全是关于顺服的。
It's all about obedience to the Lord and not about our faith.
我们对神怎样来顺服。
Let's pray together, shall we?
一起祈祷。
So Lord God, we come before you this morning.
主啊，我哋今朝嚟到你面前。
And our desire, O God, is to be at a place where we want to do what you are telling us to do.
主啊，我哋好想嚟到一个嘅地方，就系你叫我哋做啲咩，我哋就做啲乜嘢。
We know some people have wronged us and hurt us extremely, and that the pain is still there.
有啲人好深深嘅伤害过，或者做啲得罪我哋嘅事，而嗰啲痛苦依然喺度嘅。
Lord God, we come to you because you know what it means to have felt pain, suffering, the betrayal of others around you.
主，我哋嚟到你面前，因为你好清楚知道我哋嘅痛苦，知道我哋受紧咩嘅折磨，同埋知道我哋被背叛系咩嘅感觉。
And we want to follow your example, O God.
我哋好想跟随你。
Teach us what it means to forgive others as you have forgiven us.
教我哋原谅人究竟系乜嘢嘅功课，就好似你原谅我哋咁样。
Help us not leave today with just some knowledge in our heads.
教我哋咧离开呢度咧，唔系只系喺头脑上面有啲嘅知识。
Help us, O God, to walk out of here to obey you as we go, because it is through that obedience that we will be cleansed and healed. And forgiven ourselves.
主啊，教我哋离开嘅时候咧，我哋有一个顺服你嘅心，因为呢个顺服你嘅心可以帮助我哋，可以心里边痊愈。
So Lord God, we give over our lives to you.
我哋将我哋生命交俾你，主。
Give us strength, give us courage, give us the obedience to follow you.
俾我哋力量，俾我哋勇气，俾我哋顺服嘅心去跟随你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督嘅名。
Amen.
Amen.